Hi, my name is Jim Cheshire, and I'm a senior escalation engineer on the Windows Azure Websites team at Microsoft. This is part three of a four-part video series on diagnostics in Windows Azure websites. And in this video, we're going to talk about failed request tracing and how you can use it to narrow down parts of an application that might be slow. I've got an application here that is not working as quickly as I would like it to. I've loaded up my web page, and I'm going to click this link that says Call to an External API. Now, normally this takes about 2 seconds, but for some reason, right now it's taking over 10 seconds after I click on that, and I just kind of like to know why. One of the tools that you can use to dig into a problem like this, something that's a slow request or a request that takes longer than normal, is failed request tracing. And failed request tracing will show you a detailed log of everything that happened while your request was being processed. Let's have a look at how I can use failed request tracing to figure out what's taking so long when I call my external API. So first we need to enable failed request tracing in the Azure portal. And here in the site diagnostics section, I have a link for failed request tracing. So I'm going to turn that on. And then I'll save that. Now, by default, failed request tracing will only generate logs for client errors or server errors. However, in this case, there isn't really an error. I just want to find out what took so long on this request. So I need to adjust the configuration of failed request tracing so that it will create a log even when the HTTP response is a 200, which means that the request was successful. I can do that by adding a little bit of code to my web.config file in Visual Studio. I'll switch over to Visual Studio where I have my site already open, and I'll open my web.config file here. Now, I've added some configuration into the system.webserver section right here. I just need to uncomment this code. So I'll select it, and I'll hit Control-K, and I'll hit Control-U. Now, this little snippet of XML first removes the existing trace configuration for all pages, and then I add my own trace configuration by adding the trace areas I'm interested in, ASP.NET in this case, and the status code of 200. Now I'm going to save this change, and then let's push this up to Azure. I'm just going to right click on this and choose publish, and then I'll click on publish. And once this is finished, Visual Studio will open my site in the browser here. And I'll go back to my problems area and I'll click the link that is taking a long time. And once this finishes, I should have a failed request tracing log for the request. I've got my site open in FileZilla, and I have a link at the end of this video that explains how to log into your site with FTP. I can see the log files directory here, so I'll refresh that. And notice I now have a new directory, this directory that starts with W3SVC. This is the folder that contains my failed request tracing logs. And inside of this folder, I see several XML files and an XSL file. So I'm going to download this folder to my desktop where we can have a look at it. I've now downloaded that folder and I've got my XML files and also the XSL file here. The request that took a long time was the last request that I made. So I'm going to open this last trace file by double-clicking on it. And this opens that file in my browser, and the XSL file that's there formats it nicely for me. By looking at the URL field, I can tell that it's the delay view that's causing the 10-second delay here. And I can see that the time taken here was a little over 10 seconds. So if I go to compact view, I can see a list of all of the events that were logged, including the time of each event. So let's scroll down and see if we can find the delay that was in this request. And here it is. And I can see that I was in an ASP.NET handler for about 10 seconds. Now, while that may not look like valuable information, it actually is. Now I know that something in my code is taking a long time. In the next video, I'll use tracing and application logging to identify the exact part of my code that's causing this delay. For more information on using failed request tracing in your Windows Azure website, or for information on how you can FTP into your Windows Azure website, see these links on the MSDN site. I hope you found this video on failed request tracing helpful. Thank you for watching.